There's a justice gap in Washington. That's the upshot of a study published today. It says low-income Washington residents face multiple civil legal problems, but few can afford the help they need. KUOW's Posey Gruner has more.
Compared to 2003, the last time a study like this one was done, the average number of legal problems a low-income Washingtonian will face has tripled.
It's like sitting under a waterfall. So many people are coming with more complex problems than 10 years ago. That's clear we have to provide some additional support to them.
John McKay is a former U.S. attorney and a law professor at Seattle University. He says the legal problems are complex and often intertwined. Like for Teal Victoria. 3 years ago, Victoria was in an abusive relationship with the father of her newborn daughter. She left that relationship, so she needed a protection order and a parenting plan. Then, on the day she was supposed to be in court, Victoria got some bad news.
My daughter was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer, so I didn't go to my court case, obviously, because my daughter had an 11-hour brain surgery to remove the tumor. So that opened up the need for different legal assistance.
Victoria was able to get help from Jennifer Brueger, a lawyer with the Northwest Justice Project. She was lucky, as far as getting legal help is concerned. Brueger says that the Northwest Justice Project sees more people seeking help than they can manage.
It's just something that we face every day where we are able to help this person, but we can't help five of these other people.
John McKay says he's heard the same thing from legal aid lawyers across the state. McKay says there should be about one civil aid lawyer for every 5,000 residents. Washington's ratio is 12,000 to 1. The study was performed by Washington State University and commissioned by the Washington State Supreme Court. Supreme Court Justice Charles K. Wiggins says that this justice gap, as they call it, calls for a thoughtful, significant, and coordinated response.
And that's KUOW's Posey Gruner reporting.